Hey, what's up? I'm D-Stars with the D-Stars Show, man. We got a good one for you coming up next, man. Stay, keep it locked in right here on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcast. But check out this next show of the D-Stars Show. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's another episode of the D-Stars Show. Hey, a couple of our team members are off tonight. Keanu, she's traveling. Kevin, so he's up doing stuff. And, can't pronounce it. How to pronounce the name? I don't want to mess up a name, Joy. Nikiva. Nikiva. And she also is traveling tonight. So me and Joy are going to give y'all a little small snippet of the show. Joy's going to do what's going on in entertainment, and I'm going to do what's going on in the news. Hey, Joy, I'm going to go ahead and start off with going on in the news.
Go ahead.
It was a deadly tornado in Mississippi and Alabama. As of right now, I have killed 20 people. 20 people have been found dead in Mississippi already. So I guess it was a tornado between Friday and yesterday, that it killed over 20 people in the two states, and they're still looking for more people. So, with that being said, man, it's going to be a lot of people need help. So, charity, man, y'all get back together just like we do for everything, man. You know, go out and get water and stuff like that. So, that's one of the top things that's going on in the news now. And also what's going on in the news, man, in Pennsylvania, it was an explosion at a chocolate factory that killed at least two people. There's two people that they know of right now. That explosion there at that chocolate factory. I'm gonna skip the next one and go to the last one. No, I'm gonna do this one first. Okay, Trump is planning to run again in 2024. It's still a lot of Trump supporter after the January the 6th issue, man. How you feel about that, Joy, man?
Hey, I'm not finna lie to you, boy. If Trump win again, I'm feeling different about it. Ain't really necessarily gonna be a bad thing. We was getting checks when Trump was in office. Shit was kinda, you know what I'm saying? Shit was way more decent than how it is now.
Yeah, I'm like, man, you know, I guess what I have a problem with is he did all that stuff leaving office, man, and it's no accountability. Because I feel like, man, if Obama would have did that, it would have been, man, he would have been locked up already.
You probably right. You know, black folks can't get away with nearly as much as what white folks can get away with.
Yeah. And so, yeah. Go ahead.
No. And I say that in the most realistic way possible. But yeah, you right. But if I had to choose between Trump and Biden, give me Trump back for a little bit. And I'm not, you know, big on politics. This not a political podcast. I'm just saying, if I had to pick.
And the only thing I can say what I do like about Trump, all of them hide about the stuff they say about African Americans, and he was just blunt, you know what I'm saying? He didn't hide it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I can say one thing, he's just blunt about what he does, you know what I'm saying? He's not trying to hide anything. So, man, that was about Trump. So Trump is in the running. So be Biden and Trump again in the 2024 president election. So this one right here, y'all, we talk about it on the show all the time. Y'all seeing it in the news, man, all the time. What happening? It's spring break. Everybody want to travel. Everybody want to go out of the country, man. So in the news now, two American couple have been kidnapped in Haiti. The family is crying out for them to be released. More than 100 people has been kidnapped in Haiti in the last month. President Biden is asking all American people, it's all American people. If you stay in the 50 states, respect the no travel zone. Hey, look, if you got a vacation plan to Cancun and all these other places, man, it ain't safe. At this time right now, it's not safe for American to travel outside the United States. And these people right here, they was from Florida and they traveled down. I guess they had family down in Haiti and they got to the airport. And a couple gangs got them and said, hey, look, you need to send $20,000. So the family got together and sent $10,000, and they still didn't hear anything from them. Yeah, they still haven't released these people, man. So prayers go out to them. I hope they make it back home, man. But American people, please listen, man. Jordan has said it on a couple shows. Hey, this no travel zone is very serious, man. You know what I'm saying? People are not coming back home. You know what I'm saying? You saying you want to see another country, it may be the last time you see anything, you know what I'm saying? So respect the no travel zone. You have anything to add to that, Jordan?
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I did see that the other day. It popped up on like Instagram or something like that. Man, it's sad when you live in a world where you can't travel and see things without without you know being harassed and shit like that. And I say it all the time. We have a lot of, even though you know it's a system against most Americans. Systematically speaking, we have a lot of freedoms that are still freedoms. You know what I'm saying? Like you can move around without having to. Well, I guess you can't really move around without having to worry about gang violence in America.
Right. It ain't as bad in America as it is in these other countries, man. It's but
yeah,
because people ain't coming here and we kidnapping and taking. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't even know if I can agree with you on that. I would say like sex trafficking, human trafficking, child abductions. I would say that's kind of put on the back burner of our media system.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't often see like, you know, sex trafficking stories or like child abduction stories on mainstream media. Maybe that's just me because I don't watch a lot of news, but I feel like if it's another country, like Americans, it's like a spectacle, you know what I'm saying? And, oh my God, Americans went to, you know, Mexico, got killed, shit like that, you know?
Right.
But I don't know if like you'll see the same thing if you know French Haitian comes to you know Texas gets killed. I don't know if you'll see the same thing in the media how it's portrayed. And then really a lot of the time it kind of depends on race too, I think.
Right.
Like that plays a big part. Like and I don't really want to get too deep into it, but you know. Everybody know the typical story, you know, when a white girl go missing, then boom, everybody on it.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, it ain't really the same for black folks. Same. But I think that everywhere you have to travel cautiously. In other countries, you definitely have to be cautious because you're not from there and people can easily tell, number one.
Hell, in other states.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Number two, you know, you can't have no firearms out the country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to, you know, you got to know how to stick and move out there.
Right.
So, you know, that's something to think about. But 100%, if America tell you don't go there, but you better not take your ass down there. And yeah. See, other countries, and while y'all listening, while the other countries listening, y'all got us fucked up. Man, y'all think all Americans got money. We just as poor as y'all is. Y'all trying to rob us for some. We ain't got it.
We ain't got it.
We don't have it. The average American ain't got $1,000 in the bank.
Right.
We taking all them fancy trips on goddamn cruise packages, man. We putting that together like that, but we do not have it.
They don't pay for that shit over goddamn years, you know what I'm saying?
Now what? I'm telling you, they gonna owe on that trip when they get back from that trip. Yeah,
most definitely, man. You know what I'm saying? But hey, Americans respect the no travel zone, man. And Cancun's one of the big ones, man. I remember, man, when I was in high school, man, that was the place to go. You know what I'm saying? Going to Cancun, Mexico, you know, but it ain't safe, guys. You know.
Yeah, bro. Just chill on the traveling right now. Just enjoy America for a little bit. Go see some places you ain't never seen. I ain't never been to Yellowstone Park. You know, and I think it's in Wyoming and California. I ain't never been up there. What else? There's a couple spots. You know, I ain't never seen that I would like to go to.
Yeah, I would love to do the Yellowstone, man. That's on my bucket list also.
Yeah, it got to warm up though, man. I don't know what the fuck going on.
Hey.
Yeah, it'd be gloomy and dark and cold every day. Like, god damn.
Now, the day we got up to, like, 64, man, it was nice, man. I went outside, walked the dog, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, nice weather today, but, you know, that's just tomorrow. It's supposed to be back down in the 40s and 30s again. So.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
For real.
Exactly.
Global warming. And you know, we're supposed to be in spring right now, but I, man, ever since I think I've been up north for 5 years now, I haven't had a spring. It goes from winter straight to summer.
Yeah, man, I think that I read somewhere that the government was making clouds to block the sunlight. I said, I believe it too.
Hey, boy, you can't put nothing past them, bro. Can't put nothing
past them. Raggedy motherfuckers, man. Yeah, man, it's crazy. But go ahead. I know you was talking about what was going on in
I thought you were gonna do what's going on in social media. Because that brings the topic to the next show that we're gonna have. I guess we decided to shift gears to domestic violence in the Black community. You want to tell everybody about the what's going on in on Facebook and what's going on social media?
Oh, so I mean the whole Facebook joint. I guess the lady killed her husband on Facebook Live, which is, I mean, it's sad that anything like this is recorded in like these type of circumstances, you know. And I'm not gonna get too deep into it because I want the whole team to shed light on this one. But when you hear some of the conversation before, I guess, the shooting took place, it sounds like it's a little bit of animosity.
Yeah, it is, man. I went back and looked at some of the her Facebook page and stuff like that, man. This has been going on for a long time, man. And another killer, man. I was just searching for stories and stuff today because I knew we was doing a show. And it was 2 hours from my hometown. You know what I'm saying? Valdosta, Georgia, Lowndes County. It's Valdosta ain't too far from Tallahassee.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So man, you know what I'm saying? So man, that was like right in our backyard there, man. But it's crazy, man. Like you said, we're not gonna get too deep into it because we're gonna have a part two when the rest of the cast is there.
Yeah, so there's that, and it's sad. My condolences out to those kids mainly because it's terrible when I can't even get my words out when parents have to leave kids behind.
I said all the time, man, in domestic violence, parents only don't lose one parent, they lose both. You know what I'm saying? And these kids have lost both of their parents because she's going to get life in prison or the death penalty. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's, you know, it's crazy. I got audio and all this stuff here, man, and we'll play on the next show, man, but it's crazy, man.
Yeah, exactly. a couple of things we got coming up. And this will probably touch on the next show as well. Teacher got a leg broke. I think it was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, it was outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, teacher got a leg broken in Atlanta tussling with a student. And it is video footage of the event that transpired. And, man, only thing I got to say is as far as, like, parental guidance, bro, these parents got to get to these kids. Because it's like these new kids don't got no respect for nobody.
No respect, bro. No respect.
Nobody, bro. Nobody. These folks is trying to help you and educate you. These teachers is trying to educate you. And y'all out here harassing them, abusing them, accosting them. It's sad.
It's sad, bro. It's really sad, man, that first of all, I couldn't imagine having a job I got paid once a month. You know what I'm saying? I got paid once a month. And which I think if most Americans got paid like that, we'd be a whole lot of money better. You know, it may teach us something. But these people get paid once a month and have to deal with raising your kids. Your kid, it ain't for the teacher to raise your kids. Because first of all, the salary is not that damn big. You know what I'm saying? For them to raise your kid and teach your kid. Home training got to come from home. You know what I'm saying? You can't expect the teachers to raise your kids. And there were a lot of people, man, they can get mad as hell when it's spring break. Oh, man, you got to be home. I got to feed you. They look for the school system to keep their kids for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then if they got an after-school program, they want to do the after-school program, too.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, man. You know, man, hey, we fight for everything. Let's fight for these teachers to make more money. You know what I'm saying? These teachers, man, are making pennies. And they babysitting. They raising the kids. They counseling the kids. I think I'd rather be a police officer than a teacher. Yeah, you may say a police officer take a lot of stuff home, like crime and all this stuff here, man. But imagine what a teacher take home.
Yeah, boy, it's tough.
It's just ridiculous, man. You know what I'm saying? And that child family, you know what I'm saying? And I wish I knew more of the story. I wish I knew how her parents reacted when this happened. You know what I'm saying? Because if one of my kids do something like that, man, boy, it's going to be ugly. You know what I'm saying? Parent goes to jail for beating his kid ass for doing some stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, you're embarrassing your parents.
Yeah, you're embarrassing your family.
Yeah, your family's being embarrassed because they're always gonna know and say, hey, look, that's the girl that jumped on Miss Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Yeah, you may think it's funny, games think it's funny because you did that. But when you look back, that's something stupid. You don't made the internet. Once you made the internet, it's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's no erasing once you hit that send button on the internet.
Nope.
And if you submit something, you better move it real fast. Because all I got, one person said, it's game over.
Yeah.
It's game over.
Really? I think as long as you got the URL for the post, it's over with.
Yeah, it's over. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like some of the audio today. I was like, man, before they take this down, let me get some of this audio for when we play it back on the show. But, man, go back and think about it, man. Once you hit enter, man, it got it. You know, people got it. People can record it and flip it as many times they want to.
Yeah, once you're on the internet, it's over with.
What?
100%. But, you know, we got that to touch on. And another thing I wanted to touch on the next show, because I've been seeing more of these videos where, like, people getting their BBLs took out, people getting their titties took out, shit like that for more celebrities. And, you know, I don't really want to dive in too deep, you know, because I know Kiyota gonna have a lot to say, and I kind of want to hear her opinion.
I know she is.
Know she is, boy. So, but that's really all we got, and a lot of this stuff we're gonna dive in more in depth on our show. It'll probably be on Tuesday, next week. Put out some more content, and let's see. I'm trying to think. If we had anything else? I think we got a couple of listener letters.
You got a couple of listener letters. Kiana's great with them, so we'll let her read the listener letters. So we're going to have her do them on probably Tuesday's show. But like I said, the team is out traveling, you know what I'm saying? Kevin had, he did an 8-hour, he went somewhere that's 8 hours away, and Kiana, she's doing her thing, spring break for a kid. Nikiva, she went to the state capitol, so I mean, you know.
Yeah, she went over to Baltimore, and I ain't want to cut you off, but just to be fair to all the listeners, I had planned the show out perfectly, and I knew this was going to happen. I told D, I said, I knew this was going to happen. I don't even know why I bothered playing the show. Kiyota was gone, and Kiva said, oh, yeah, I'm traveling. I don't even know if Calvin was in the meeting. And I knew, I was like, boy, this shit is not finna work out. I just, you know, I ain't saying nothing about it. I said, it is what it is.
And it's funny, guys. Hey, a couple of hours right before, hey, look, we sent out a text. Hey, everybody still on? Hey, you get quiet. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, man.
So, man, we got to get better, man. Me and Jordan made a promise. Hey, look, if the whole team here will still do a show, if not, we're still going to do a show. But also, man, me and Jordan's on another podcast, man. And we got some listeners from that podcast that want to thank Anthony for actually having us on this show.
Yeah, man. That was a nice experience, man. We was on Ant's show, and we talked about Ja Morant for a moment. And, man, it's just like you got to do better when you get money, bro. When you reach a certain status, bro, you can't live like, you know, just on anybody. You can't.
And it's sad, man. You know what I'm saying? And people want to say, hey, look, I'm going to go back to my hood. I'm going to get back to my hood. Everybody got haters, man. I've been telling the dude that I've been kicking with, man, you got to change. You know what I'm saying? The hood ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? You may think it's the same. They may even work on you like you the same. But yeah. You got people out there hating on you, bro. Somebody don't like the idea that you made it. You think about it. If I'm sitting here waiting on government assistance, can't get a job, I'm still in the projects, and now you don't move to the suburb, you're doing good, you come by in a nice car, A lot of people ain't genuine, man. They ain't happy for you.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. So, right, like I said, when you get paper, it's sad to say money do change people. Yes, you do got to move different. Fuck all that, you know what I'm saying? Other extra shit. You do got to do better. And we talked about Ja Morant on Ant's podcast, and that's the Sports Money Music podcast. Go check him out. You know, real good show. Check out the show that we did with him. I don't know what he named it, but I know we were talking about Ja Morant. Yeah, I think it was episode 90, weekly recap.
Yeah, it was one of the last shows there, man. And, you know, we did good. We did our thing, yo.
Yeah, man. Represent for
neither one of us know a whole lot about it. I watch football, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to basketball, I'm like a deer with headlights, you know what I'm saying? I watch it, but I don't follow it like that, you know? So, yeah. And it's a big sports guy, man. David the show is about, check it out. If you like sports, check with his Big Money podcast. Check it out, man.
Sports Money Music.
Yeah, Sports Money, my bad. I'm getting it right. Sports Money Music podcast, man. Hey, it's a good show, man. If you want to get catch up about basketball that's going on in the U.S. anywhere, hey, look, them guys right there got it for you.
All right. Yeah, man. I'm. I don't know. I'm out at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So, guys, hey, look, like I said, this is going to be a part two. We want to come over here and basically give content because we said we was going to do it today. But our team is traveling, so
they flaked out on us. They ain't traveling, but they flaked out on us like I knew they would. What that Debo say to Craig? He said, come get beat up like your daddy did.
Like your daddy. I said one thing about Nikiva, though. Nikiva did say, hey, look, I'm not going to make it back. When she said 11 o'clock, o'clock Gary's time, I'm like, hey, I'm not gonna be up at 12. If I'm up, I'm not gonna, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, exactly.
She did hit us back, man. But hey, for the Calvin and Kiana, we'll holler at y'all later, you know?
Yeah. We know what type of time y'all on.
All right, man. Jordan, you're having it, man. We out, man.
Yeah, you know, we out.